I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. It's set for 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. We talked about some of the items on the agenda. He also shared some updates on what's going on with some of the other projects around the city. And we talked about a new business item on tonight's agenda, which is a purchase request for the southernmost portion of the Founders Landing property. Here's more about that and more with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
That's the southernmost parcel. It's just south of the condos, the new condos that are down there. It's kind of kitty corner from Beefaroo, if you will, and it's about a 4.5-acre parcel. It's been for sale for at least 12 years, if not longer, and we've had a recent interest from a group. As a matter of fact, it's the same, at least partially, the group from the orphanage would like to purchase that property with the intent of developing it.
And they want to put in what? What's the idea?
Well, the preliminary plans that I saw could be something like townhouses. There was mention of a hotel and quite possibly a restaurant.
Why is that area? I mean, I'm curious just from the standpoint of there's a lot of traffic there. It seems like a good location, but that area has kind of sat idle for a long time. It's been for sale, but nobody's moved in. What is there? You think there's a reason for that? I mean, what's your thoughts?
You know, I don't know. I mean, in my memory, we've only had one other offer for that particular parcel, and that was several years ago. The commission at the time turned it down because I think it involved a grocery store, and the commission didn't feel it fit into the into the atmosphere of what we wanted down there, and you know, my position is that I'm going to bring anything in front of the commission that's in the shape of an offer, and they can decide. In this particular instance, I think this, if it works out, this would be a good direction for this property.
One of the other items on new business has to do with the Lighthouse Park. You're looking at getting some bonding together for that. What's the project there?
Well, that's related to the action the commission took a few meetings ago where they moved some money from a road project to the Lighthouse Park. This is the official selling of the bonds to help fund that. And again, that is so we could do some things on the property, including refurbishing some of the buildings, moving the bike path, and changing the entrance.
Also then, with the other capital improvement bond request or notice of intent that is on the new business portion of the agenda, is that related to, as we had talked with Shiras Park, and that project too?
Yes, they're all kind of intertwined. There's just different kinds of bonds we have to do with different kinds of projects. And that one is related to one of the other items on the agenda tonight, and that's the reconstruction of Presque Isle Avenue. It's the funding for those projects, and it's debt, but it's debt that we can pay for. But this is why it was imperative last year that we finished the roundabout at Fair and Presque Isle so that we could continue on with the reconstruction going northbound on Presque Isle. And just as a, maybe, I don't know if it's humorous or interesting, but going back through some of the records, this particular length of Presque Isle was in the plans to be repaired 20 years ago.
Jeez.
And it's been unrepaired since then, and trying to catch up on a few things.
I think there's a few things to do with it. Real quick, before we let you go, did I see that Shiras Park at least is somewhat, you guys are making progress with that?
Yes. Yeah, we went in earlier this month and cleaned it up. We removed some of the blacktop that was all cracked from the storm. We were moving the pylons in or the wooden posts in. We're making the parking lot a little bit smaller, but usable for the public, with the intent of developing a larger plan or a more complex detailed plan in the near future. We've got a few applications out for grants to help fund those projects.
Yeah, and this is, of course, also known as the Picnic Rocks area there.
Correct.
I drove by there the other day and saw some cars out there, and I thought, wait, uh-oh, then I saw that the barrier was away. And what's the word on the road around Presque Isle?
Well, as it stands right now, the road around Presque Isle is what it is. You know, the Sunset Point area took a beating during that storm last year. We basically shrunk the areas that were impacted, moved the wooden posts in, and in essence made some of the parking areas smaller. That's a lot more complex of an issue when you start replacing land like that. So,
but that has been closed here for a while yet for driving around.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And that, is that going to stay like that for a while, or are you opening up soon?
It will be opening soon. As soon as the snow is gone, it should be any time, I would guess. But we usually don't plow that back circle to open it up. We let it melt naturally.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.